Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your Monday episode for January 8th. A Jekyll and Hyde weekend for the Pistons, a tale of two halves or two games or two cities, whichever cliche you want to use. But what the hell was that with the Pistons on Friday night looking like the world is overtaking them and they look like world beaters on Saturday night? Follow me, Matt Shook, your host on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. And also follow our Lockdown Pistons Twitter feed. And hey, we got a Facebook page now, so follow that. I converted my journalist page to one, so it's Lockdown Pistons-Matt Shook. Look for us and give us a like on there as well. Two games this weekend, and they couldn't be more different. We'll be talking about that today on Lockdown Pistons. Also about the Detroit Pistons reserve, who might be saving the season. And then we'll look ahead to the New Orleans Pelicans, who the Pistons play on the road at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. I also got some weekend reading material that you need to catch up on, and we'll give you the Cliff's Notes version of those stories in case you don't feel like getting your read on. But sports jerseys are expensive and have a short shelf life. You know that. And the season that you invest in one, you also know that that guy is getting traded soon. But Rep the Squad is your answer for all of this. A mail-in jersey subscription service for authentic jerseys, not the cheap ones. It's genius, and Detroit is one of their initial markets. Switch between your favorite styles and stars whenever you like. Theo Riddick, Kenny Golladay, Calvin Johnson's platinum jersey, Drummond in blue, Drummond in white, Isaiah Thomas in blue, Reggie Jackson in blue. They are all on there, and more to come as well. Your new jersey arrives fresh and clean in 2 or 3 days. It's like the old Netflix system for authentic sports jerseys. It's perfect for your kids who are going to grow out of those old ones anyways that you dropped $150, $200 on. And now it's much cheaper than that, and you can cancel anytime. A great gift idea, as gift subscriptions are available as well. The perfect gift for the sports fan in your life. L-O-C-K-E-D, locked, is the promo code for 2 weeks free. Again, promo code locked at the website repthesquad.com. Support this podcast and enjoy this fine product and rep the squad this season. Now I'm going to come clean on Locked On Pistons today. I did not watch the Philly game, and I had the replay queued up on League Pass and decided not to watch it. I just didn't feel like that was a good use of my time. So I know that as the host of Locked On Pistons, I should be watching every second of the Pistons season. I've done a good job of that, but I'm skipping that Friday night game. I hope you will excuse me for that one. But the Pistons are 21-17 after the weekend split. Right now sit at 7th place in the Eastern Conference, that 7th seed in the East playoffs. But identical records with Milwaukee and Miami, who are 5th and 6th respectively because of tiebreakers. But the Pistons in that group are one game out of 4th place and only 2 games ahead of Philly in terms of falling out of the top 8 of the Eastern Conference playoff standings. But Friday night they lost 114-78 to the 76ers on the road, the worst loss of the season. Andre Drummond came back to the lineup after missing Wednesday night's game in Miami, and he shushed the crowd after making a free throw in the third quarter to close the deficit to 30 points, a pretty embarrassing moment there that you could find on Twitter and all sorts of places as far as the Pistons getting a little ridiculed for a silly moment that Andre Drummond had there. Embiid, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons just went nuts on them. I think they were tied with the Pistons, just the two of them, at 26 in the second quarter. So a bad performance, however way you slice it. You wouldn't really know that the 76ers just climbed to 500, by the way they talk about themselves and the way that they are talked about by a lot of people in the national media. But credit goes to the 76ers for a 3-0 season lead against the Pistons so far this year. A good point that I saw on Twitter was that Stanley Johnson, who missed this game yet again, a big miss for Stan Van Gundy's team, as he's one guy that can give Ben Simmons some problems, and the Pistons don't have a lot of those athletic forwards that could give the point guard rookie for the 76ers any trouble whatsoever. But anyways, it's another rival for another day down the road, and certainly the Pistons want no part of Philly, possibly in the playoffs, and really any time other than that, because they've been pretty much embarrassed by the Sixers throughout the season. But thankfully, the Pistons only have one more date with them on April 4th back in Detroit, and that's one of the final games of the season. So who knows where these teams will be sitting at come spring. And that's springtime, by the way. Doesn't that sound kind of nice with this weather that we've been having here in the Midwest? Now, I'm telling you now, Detroit fans, I'm taping this on Sunday, and the weather's turning a little bit here in Chicago, so maybe late Sunday and even into early Monday you might get out of the single digits. It feels nice, even though it still is snowing. But the highlights as far as Friday night, there really weren't any, so I'm sorry if you took some time out of your weekend on Friday night and watched that game. But then, on Saturday night, back at home in Detroit, a 108-101 win against the Houston Rockets, the second-best team in the West, snapping that two-game losing streak with a much-needed win for the Detroit Pistons there. Andre Drummond returned to the, or I'm sorry, was out again as the Pistons snapped that losing streak. But they got 27 points from Tobias Harris, 17 points from starting point guard Ish Smith, who continues to relieve Reggie Jackson in the starting five. Eric Moreland got the start, had 8 points and 8 rebounds. Dwight Bikes, 16 points, including 4 3-pointers for the journeyman. Boban had 10 points and 5 rebounds in 12 minutes, a ridiculous rate of scoring that continues throughout his Pistons stint here, and we'll have a little bit more on that later. Defensively, the Pistons held the reeling Rockets to 15 of 47 from three-point land, an ugly 31.9%, down from the 37% that they usually shoot. And three-point defense has not been good for the Pistons this year. They ranked 23rd in the league in that statistic, three-point field goal percentage by an opponent. So a nice improvement for the Pistons there. But remember that James Harden was out, the MVP candidate for the Houston Rockets. But so was Detroit's best player in Drummond. And the drop down from Drummond to Moreland is probably more severe than with Harden being out. So the playmaking chances kind of fall to Chris Paul. And so nice to have a Hall of Famer on your side when your best player goes out. And I'll begrudgingly admit that Chris Paul is one of the best point guards ever. So he's a guy I've loved to hate throughout his entire career. But obviously played pretty well at times offensively for the Houston Rockets. But it was not enough as the Pistons get a nice win. I love that Moreland flush dunk at the end of the game as kind of the exclamation point. And maybe between him and Boban, they can piecemeal together a formidable or at least passable backup center position when Drummond gets back and healthy and playing every night for the Pistons. But speaking of stopgaps, we're going to talk about the Piston who might be saving the season right now. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 to 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want men between 18 and 44 and that key demographic to know about your product, this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more. Yes, sir! A little bit later, we're going to catch you up on the reading material about the Pistons that you might have missed over the weekend and also preview tonight's game against the New Orleans Pelicans in the Big Easy. But if you are a Lions fan, and I'm guessing many of you listening to Locked On Pistons today are, and you're interested in the coaching search, then the place to listen to that is on the Locked On Lions podcast with Matt Derry. You know him from Detroit Radio. So subscribe to Locked On Lions as well. Give that a listen every day as the Lions look for the new savior coach who's going to take them to the Super Bowl. And I will believe that when I see it. And last week here on Locked On Pistons, I told you that Langston Galloway needed to get on the court and contribute right now to help right the ship with Reggie Jackson out for the Pistons with that ankle injury. Well, today I say maybe they don't need him at all, and that's because Dwight Bikes might be the savior of this season, the backup point guard who has spent more time overseas than in the NBA throughout his career. He was fantastic on Saturday night against the Rockets in the win. He had that step-back three-pointer early on in the fourth quarter that was ridiculous. That was his 16th point. He had a career-high 16 points in that win. In his 6 games for the Pistons, with 2 of them coming in 2 minutes apiece of mop-up duty in his first action with the Pistons this season, he's averaging 7.2 points per game in those 6 games in just an average of 13.8 minutes. So he's approaching Boban-like efficiency there. Bikes had 9 points and 6 assists on Friday night in that debacle against Philly and was maybe the only bright spot in that one. Again, full disclosure, I did not watch that game. I was just kind of checking out the box score from that there. Bikes is 28 years old. Was an undrafted free agent who played out of Marquette, who played with Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder for the Golden Eagles over in Wisconsin there. He also played with Toronto and the Lakers a few seasons ago in a couple different stints. 3 and 4 years ago, I believe. James Edwards III of The Athletic has a nice read on him that I would recommend. It details his career. He spent time in Belgium, France, Spain, and China throughout his travels as a professional basketball player. With the Grand Rapids Drive after coming out of... He was good with the Dallas Mavericks in Summer League, good enough where they even beat the Pistons in the championship game of Summer League, and Bikes had a really nice game there. So the Pistons extended him an offer to come to training camp, and he's been with the Grand Rapids Drive up until recently. He's had some hip injuries, so he's only played 10 games in the G League for the Drive, but he was getting 22.1 points per game with Grand Rapids this year, and that's the most out of the non-Pistons as statistics-wise, scoring-wise for the Pistons G League affiliate. By the way, I went through some of those G League numbers. Henry Ellenson, who's played 2 games down for the Grand Rapids Drive this year, he's getting 29.5 points per game, good for 4th in the entire G League. By the way, Luke Kennard, who's played 1 game down there, he had 26 in that 1 game. So that 26.0 average is good for 11th in the league. I love going through G League stats. They're pretty fun. The leading scorer for the G League this year is Dwayne Bacon of the Charlotte Hornets. He leads the league in scoring. He's played 2 games recently for the Greensboro Swarm of the G League. He's getting 38.5 points per game. Bacon fried opponents with 15.5 field goal makes per game in those 2 games on 34.5 field goal attempts. Just completely ridiculous. I remember watching Dwayne Bacon when I was down in the Virgin Islands as the sports editor. He came with Florida State at the Paradise Jam, a Division I tournament on St. Thomas, and had big scoring numbers but didn't have anything like the 38.5 points per game that he's getting in the G League. But back to Bikes. The Pistons better ride this bike before it crashes. I mean, you can imagine the Free Press and news headline writers might have a good time with Bikes if he continues rolling like he is right now, pardon the pun. But those reserves, guys like Bikes and guys like Eric Moreland, they always seem to play better at home. So who knows if this play that they had, Moreland, credit to him, he played really well on Saturday night as well. Who knows if this will be sustainable with those guys kind of going forward. But we're going to have the Cliff Notes of the weekend Pistons reading material that you need to know about, and we're going to tell you everything you need to know about the New Orleans Pelicans. They are not just Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins, although sometimes it does kind of feel like it. They actually do have to have 5 guys on the court at all times. We're going to be talking about the Pelicans, who the Pistons play on Monday night, next on Locked On Pistons. Something I wanted to be sure to mention today is hats off to the Pistons, led by Anthony Tolliver, who raised $230,000 in hurricane relief and presented a check on Saturday night to UNICEF during the Rockets game for their efforts in the relief of the Houston, Florida, and Puerto Rico after the hurricanes devastated them this fall and late summer, I guess. But good on them to the Pistons. There's ongoing issues. And if you want to check out my Twitter feed, I have a link pinned to the top of my feed where you can support Tim Duncan's efforts in his home of the Virgin Islands, a place where I used to live. Friends of mine down there would really appreciate it. I'm happy to see that a lot of them are finally getting their power down there. Every time someone gets their power, they're all over Facebook talking about how happy they are that after about 100 days, after getting hammered by back-to-back Category 5 hurricanes, they finally have, you know, lights and fans and everything like that that you need to live, you know, down in the Virgin Islands or anywhere. So consider helping out that cause down there through Tim Duncan, the former NBA superstar. But I got a little bit of reading material for you, and I'll pass these links along on Twitter as well on Monday. James Edwards III from The Athletic on Tobias Harrison. Here's another plug for The Athletic. He just does a great job and just the most in-depth and best caliber reporting that you will find on the Pistons. But Tobias Harris, it talks to him and also his mentor and one of his most influential coaches of his life, and that is Brendan Malone, the former Chuck Daly assistant who also came back and coached 2 years with Stan Van Gundy at the beginning of his Pistons tenure a few years back. But Malone is now currently a pro scout based in New York, and New York kind of rings throughout that story that James did that you should definitely check out as well. And also on Friday, 538.com did a story on Boban on their site as well. Chris Herring, the writer who actually is based in Chicago and is a very good writer for them, he wrote about Boban Marjanovic and his ridiculous offensive numbers mixed with his lack of foot speed and defensive ability. You should definitely check that out. It says, why is the NBA most efficient scorers still stuck on the bench. And it goes through those disparities that he has on those ends of the court. Both of those pleasure and pain that he has had throughout his career, they were on full display on Wednesday night in the loss for the Pistons against the Heat. And there was a nice breakdown there from Herring in that story that also had some video clips from Boban throughout the series. But speaking of breakdowns, here's what you need to know about the New Orleans Pelicans, who the Pistons will play tonight at 8 o'clock down in the Big Easy. The Pellies are coached by former Pistons coach Alvin Gentry, and the team is 19-19 after losing on Saturday night to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Believe it or not, Gentry is now with his fifth NBA team as head coach. He coached the Heat before going to Detroit and leading some of those Grant Hill teams. And then he was with the Pistons for three seasons. Then he has been the head coach with the Clippers. He was there for three seasons. The Phoenix Suns for five seasons. And is now in his third season in New Orleans. After that loss to Minnesota, the Pelicans have lost three out of four games. And the Timberwolves kind of showed the blueprint of stopping New Orleans in some ways. They first of all out-rebounded them, and New Orleans is only 2-13 in games that they're out-rebounded in this season. And they also stopped Drew Holiday for much of the game as well. And Holiday is pretty much the only perimeter scoring option on the team. You all know about the Brow, Anthony Davis, and also Boogie Cousins. Those guys are going to score and they're going to produce, but we'll see what Holiday can do against some of the Pistons' backcourt players as well. I'm also interested to see how Anthony Tolliver and Tobias Harris do against Davis. I always consider these games, I like these games against the Western Conference foes that we don't normally see, especially teams like New Orleans who have premium talent. It's a nice little treat. You get enough of Chicago and Indiana and those types of Central Division teams on the schedule throughout the year. So it's also nice to see a guy like Rajon Rondo, who you might have missed for the last couple of years. He's been toiling a little bit on teams like Sacramento and Chicago, but he starts for New Orleans along with Etuan Moore, the former Purdue player who's been outstanding this year. The journeyman, I tweeted about this, but he's shooting at a ridiculous 53.7% field goal rate, which has unsustainable written all over it. But here we are in January, and he's still doing it. So more power to Etuan, who's having an outstanding year for Coach Gentry. It's a team that I haven't seen much of this year, and it's a game that I'm pretty excited for to watch on Monday night. Let me know what you think about this one on Twitter. And then the Pistons, by the way, stay on the road, as they'll be going from New Orleans to Brooklyn on Wednesday night, and then they're going to be playing at Chicago on Saturday night, my birthday. So New Orleans, New York City, Brooklyn to be exact, and then Chicago. So some of the highlights of the NBA road schedule in terms of, you know, nightlife and places that you want to be. Although Chicago, I will promise you that Chicago these days with the weather is not a place you want to be. But anyway, speaking of places you want to be and things you want to be doing, rep the squad. My favorite sponsor that we have here on Locked On Pistons. They use the promo code LOCKED for 2 weeks free, and do this and tweet pictures at me of your new jersey. I'll retweet those and would really appreciate your help on this. So go to repthesquad.com, the jersey subscription service. Use promo code LOCKED for 2 weeks free. Also, when you tweet those pictures at me, use the hashtag RepTheSquad, and those guys will see it as well. But on the Tuesday podcast, we're going to be wrapping up the New Orleans game and looking ahead to the rest of the week. And I've got another fun interview this week that I'm excited about. We'll learn a little bit something about the Pistons' history, recent history, together. It's an interesting article I came across and an interesting interview that we're going to do. So we've also got the Locked On NBA Network Twitter account that you should be following at Locked On NBA Net. Also follow us on the Locked On Pistons dash Matt Shook Facebook page. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We're going to be on Spotify soon, if that's where you spend all your day listening to stuff. And rate us on iTunes as well. So thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you again soon here on Locked On Pistons.